ride, family. I gotta let this one ride, family. Let this ride just a little bit. This is funky.
Yes, this is what infatuation feels like. Yes, this is what.
That's a group called Lipstick Gypsy. Like. Called Infatuation. Bump that. You know, this group right here is actually white boys. I thought it was a sister singing. Actually, some white boys singing this song, man. Hey, man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as TN, also known by the ladies as Denzel Sausageton, also known as K Flex. I am here, I am back in town off the Morris Lecture Tour. We had a great time. Shout out to everybody who joined me on the lecture tour. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Give me a call so we can chop up some good game. And what we're going to do real quick, family, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we will be right back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Hey, basketball players. Ever wanted to join a good pickup game, but every time you look, the courts are empty? Well, we have a solution. Hoop Maps. Hoop Maps is an on-demand basketball app that allows you to find pickup games in your area. With Hoop Maps, you can invite your friends to the games and even meet new ones. Hoop Maps makes finding basketball games easy, and you will never miss a good run again. Download Hoop Maps on the App Store or go to HoopMaps.com for more information.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at an affordable price with satisfaction guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I'm back. When I met you last night, baby. That's the shit right there. Hey, man, what's going on, man? I'm just in a real Mac-ish mood right now. Let me let this ride. If you can't have none, it ain't no fun. If the homies can't have none. Oh, man. What's up to everybody in the chat room? Man, I'm in a good mood because Hidden Colors 4 is finally hitting theaters. And by the way, y'all heard the app commercial for the Moorish Kingdom. That app is now available in Android. The Moorish Kingdom app is now available in Android. A lot of people were complaining that the app was not in Android, and it is in Android now. So you guys can go to Google Play and get that now. All you Samsung users, all these other phones, all you cats out there who don't really rock with Apple, you can still get it on Apple, by the way. But you can get the Moorish Kingdom battle game on Apple Store and Google Play right now, family. So y'all get that and make it do what it do. But like I said, man, I'm so glad that Hidden Colors 4 is finally coming out, man. We're working so hard on that film. Oh man, almost like a whole year just nonstop working on that film, getting it popping, and it's finally going to be in theaters in a couple of weeks, man, and I'm so excited about it. I'd like to shout out to everybody who contributed and became a part of the making of Hidden Colors, all my Kickstarter people. Let me give them a very special shout out. All the people on Kickstarter, I take my hat off to you, man. So much respect to you for contributing to such a powerful project that resonates worldwide, because this thing is global. People all over the world are anticipating Hidden Colors 4. I'm going to be over in Birmingham, England, doing an opening screening on June 5th. I'm going to have all that information on Tariq Live pretty soon. I'm still talking to the promoters. It's confirmed. I just got to find out the name of the venue, but it's confirmed. I'm going to be out there. I want to see all my England people out there. And we're going to do a lot of press while I'm out there in the UK. That's on the first week of June. The film in the United States is going to be in theaters May 26th. And in most of the cities, it's just going to be for one day. It's a select city, limited release. So it's going to be a one-day thing. So it's going to be a big event. Everybody needs to come out and represent that. And let me give y'all the name of the cities that the film is going to be in so far. It's going to be in Atlanta at the Midtown Arts Theater. That's on Thursday, May 26th. It will also be in Atlanta at the Plaza Theater on May 27th, which is a Friday. And again, you guys can go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get your tickets for all of this. Now, but Thursday, May 26th, is going to be at the Baltimore at the Senator Theater. Also, on Thursday, May 26th, is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama at the Carver Theater. It's going to be in Boston at the Kendall Square Cinema. It's going to be in Charleston, South Carolina on the Terrace Theater. I'm really fucking up with the reading here. In Chicago, it's going to be at the Chatham 14 Theater, and that's going to be Friday, May 27th. And on the website, by the way, we have the dates where it's going to be Friday. There's about three theaters that's going to have it on Friday instead of Thursday. In Dallas, is going to be at the Magnolia Theater on Thursday, May 26th. In Detroit, is going to be at the Main Art Theater. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is going to be at Cinema Paradiso. That's on the Thursday. In Houston, it's going to be at the Santikos Palladium Theater. In Los Angeles, it's going to be at the Ahira Fine Arts Theater. In New York, it's going to be at the Sunshine Cinemas. In Philadelphia, it's going to be at the Ritz East Theater. In Raleigh, North Carolina, it's going to be at the Rialto Theater. In San Francisco Bay Area, it's going to be at the Clay Theater. In St. Louis, it's going to be at the Plaza Frontenac Theater. And in Washington, D.C., is going to be at Bethesda Row. You dig? So again, you guys can go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Get your tickets now. All the tickets are on sale right now. It's also going to be in Jackson, Mississippi, but we don't have that on the site yet. We're getting all the theater information. We'll have that up probably later on tonight. Now, at the Carver Theater, all my Birmingham people, when you go to the Carver Theater website, just click on the main page, just click where it says tickets, and then it'll take you to the ticket buying page. Their page is real funny style, all the Birmingham people. So when you go to the Carver Theater webpage, there's at the beginning of the page, in the front page, it says tickets. Just click on that. You'll be good to go. Somebody said no Jacksonville. Look, hey man, some of these cities, I'm getting a lot of promoters hollering at me, man, but a lot of times cats are lollygagging and not being as decisive as they need to be. And that's the theme of today's show. We're talking about the power of being decisive. Let me get into that. Let me get a couple of calls, then I get into the topic, because that's what I want to delve into, the power of being decisive. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, man?
What's up? What's your name, sir?
My name is Judah. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
All right. What's on your mind, brother?
I just want to say, first of all, man, I've been trying to call you for the past 6 months, and it's finally a pleasure to actually get to hear your voice and talk with you on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Well, first things first, I would like to ask you, what is your, if you don't mind, what is your spirituality?
My spirituality is, man, just basically justice. You know, I don't really subscribe to any particular religion because, you know, religions, a lot of them are man-made, and I just like to stick to being a spiritual person. I believe in positive energy. I believe what you put in, you put out, or what you put in, you get out. So I just believe in the universal God. So no particular reason. I'm all denominational. I say that because all religions basically are supposed to practice the same thing, which is universal justice. I'm for all religions except the religion of white supremacy. That's the only religion I'm not with.
Okay, and second thing before I get off the phone, are you opposed to doing a Coon Train Awards here in Kansas City?
No, I wouldn't do it in Kansas City because, nah, that's not a place. You know, I would need to do it in a place where, you know, we have a big, big audience. And there's, like, technical people that can handle that, like L.A., New York, Atlanta. So definitely not Kansas City. I would have to come down to Atlanta, New York, or L.A. for that. Is there a lot of coons out there or something?
No, I was gonna say, what if the money was right, man? I wouldn't even come here about that if it on nothing just for free. What if the money's right? You know what I mean? And I do what I gotta do and get a team and promote it real up there. Because believe it or not, you do have a fan base in Kansas City. Okay. It ain't just about New York, Atlanta, or California, because a lot of people down here fucks with you. That's how I end up finding out about you, was through the word down here in Kansas City. So you are well known down here.
Oh yeah, now I definitely come there for a lecture. I would love to come out there for a lecture. Now, that's something that we need to hook up. But as far as the Coon Train Award, you know, we need a lot of technical people to film it and do all that stuff. And a lot of cities outside of the major cities, the technical people just don't have it together like they do. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when we try to find videographers and certain people in certain cities, you know, we get people who are just shitty. I just keep it 100. We got some shitty ass photographers and videographers out there. So I like to stick to the, if I'm doing some type of big production, to some New York, LA, or Atlanta folks. But I would love to come down there to Kansas City to do a lecture, man. If you're a promoter out there, email me so we can put that together, because I do want to get back out on the road, probably in July, because I'm getting flooded with people wanting me to come to other cities, man, after the More Rush tour and the success of that and the word of mouth. So many people want me to go back out to other cities, so I might get back on the road in July. You feel me?
Yeah, and the thing is, I'll be more than happy to email you, but I also would like to know, are you going to just put Hidden Colors in theaters out there, or will we be able to get a copy of a DVD down here?
Of course. Well, you know it's going to be in theaters in St. Louis. It'll be at a theater out there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I just announced that on the show live. Yeah, so just go to the
website. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and try to email you, and I'll let you go. What's your email address?
kflex4life@yahoo.com. By the way, how far is Kansas City from St. Louis?
3.5 hours.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys can head on up there. And also, aren't you guys kind of close to Chicago?
Yeah, I'm way, but I've been to Chicago a few times.
How far is Chicago from Kansas City?
8 hours.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, definitely going down to St. Louis. All right, brother. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, definitely go to St. Louis. If you're out there in Kansas City, it'll be playing. Hidden Colors is playing for one night. Y'all need to get y'all tickets tonight. If you're listening now, you better stop bullshitting, because y'all going to be mad when them shit sell out, which they're going to sell out because it's only one day in all these cities. It's a limited run. So y'all need to be getting y'all tickets right now, especially Dallas, especially New York. L.A., we got a real big theater. The theater in L.A., it's in Beverly Hills. It's a real nice area, and the theater is huge. It holds like 400 people, because whenever we have the screenings out in L.A., there's people standing up, people sitting in the aisle, so I didn't want that. So I made sure that we had a huge theater so all my L.A. people can be comfortable, and I'll be at the one in L.A., by the way. So it's going to be off the chain. Somebody asked about the Houston tickets. They're going to go on, I think they're on sale now. The promoter has to send me a link to the tickets for Houston, I think. But the Houston tickets will be on sale later on tonight. I need the promoter to hit me up and let me know what's cracking with that. And again, y'all, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Definitely get your tickets. And I was talking earlier about being decisive, because there's a lot of people, a lot of promoters hit me up wanting to do business. And one thing I noticed with a lot of brothers, man, brothers have a real problem being decisive about stuff. And that's a major issue within Black society, especially with brothers. I want brothers to get off that indecisive thing, because that indecisive thing will kill you off. That being slow thing ain't going to cut it. You're indecisive, you slow, you're slow on the draw. You got to start being quick. We got to start taking care of business. Now, I'm not talking about jumping into situations blindly, but don't be the kind of person who tries to procrastinate and blame that on information gathering. Because a lot of times, cats don't want to gather information. Cats just want to procrastinate, because they really don't have any intentions of moving forward. They think progress is just asking for a lot of information. You're going to have to pull that trigger and go forward and hit the relay laps. Same thing with dealing with women. See, this is the problem. This is why a lot of dudes, a lot of brothers out here, you have a problem not only in business, you have a problem with your relationships. I can tell a guy's demeanor based on how he gets down in his relationship, and I can tell his relationship problems on how he gets down in business. There's a lot of dudes out here who have problems with women, and the reason why they have a lot of problems, it can be traced to indecisiveness. A lot of dudes out here simply don't have an agenda. A lot of dudes don't really know what direction they want to go in. And when you're out here trying to holler at the breezies, and you ain't no dude with no kind of direction, you just kind of, you one of these up in the air type of dudes, women don't need to fuck with you. Women themselves are already indecisive by nature. Women, you know the old saying, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Women's emotions will dictate their decision. So a woman can think one way and make one decision, and the next day make a total opposite decision based on her emotions. So they look for decision stability in a man. And a lot of brothers out here, because dudes were raised by single mothers, that indecisiveness was transferred to the males. And a lot of stuff that works for women, it don't work for men. Men can't really survive and thrive by being on some indecisive shit. This is why a lot of women don't choose correctly. A lot of dudes get chosen up on by low-level hood rats because their mouthpiece ain't tight and their decision game isn't tight. I tell guys all the time, man, if you want to really strengthen your game, become a decision maker. Because once you become a decision maker, you're graveling into boss status. You're going over there to boss status when you learn how to be a decision maker. And when it comes to decisions, fam, learn how to make it a habit to force yourself into making decisions. And I do this all the time, because so many people contact me and I have to make decisions based on things. And a lot of times I'll be wanting to think things over, but things come to me so fast, I'm forced to make decisions. Hey or nay, yay or nay, I gotta make decisions. Sometimes I don't feel like it because I just want to relax, but that's what they call the cost of being the boss. Being a boss ain't easy. If being a boss was easy, everybody would be doing it. See, that's the thing about being a boss, family. Being a boss, you can't be on no lazy shit. Being a decision maker, you can't be on no let's hang out with the homies and just bullshit all day nonsense. If you want to be a boss and a real decision maker, you can't be on some let me just get blunted out all day and get my little drink on all day. Because that's the opposite of what a boss does. As a decision maker, as a boss, your mind has to be in problem-solve mode the majority of the time. And that can be intellectually draining, which is a good thing. Sometimes we need to exercise our intellectual muscles. But fellas, you're going to have to start getting into the habit of being decisive, because I see a lot of cats who try to do business with me and the shit is just raggedy. That raggedy, half-ass business model that a lot of dudes try to engage in, that's just not going to work. And we got to get out of that habit of being half-ass and janky. Because, look, we're doing the Hidden Colors thing. We're doing Hidden Colors for the screenings all around the country. And what I do, I like to give a lot of local promoters an opportunity to get in the game, to be a part of a successful project, and also to make money for themselves by allowing certain people to have screenings in their areas. Areas where we normally wouldn't go put a screening together because we don't have foot action out there. Meaning that we don't know the vibe of the city enough to go out there and do something. But a lot of promoters, you know the vibe of your city. You know how to get out there to the barbershops. You know how to get out there to the hair salons, to the fried chicken joints, to the barbecue spots, to the weed joints, wherever. You know how to get out there and get the word out. You got foot game out there. So a lot of times it's better to use certain promoters who got feet on the ground out there in some of these cities. And that's cool in the gang. This is gives you an opportunity to make some paper. And we charge a screening fee. You find a theater, you promote it, and we do business like that. Now, sometimes I get a lot of dudes who act like they want to do business, but a lot of times they end up wasting time because they're not decisive. I get emails from dudes, well, I got a theater here, but I want to get another theater there. Then there's another theater. So if we do the screening, can I get 3 screenings for the same price? And can I do this? And can I? No. No. Now y'all on some hustler, not even hustler, some low-level hustler shit. Because a real hustler knows how to take an opportunity and run with it. So I wouldn't even call that hustling. That's on some hookup shit. Yeah, let me not disrespect hustling. A lot of guys get up on that hookup shit. We ain't got to be on that hookup bullshit all the time. Sometimes let's just do legitimate business. Especially when the deal is good. You got a good deal going on. You're going to make a nice little chunk of change. You already got a good deal going on. But damn, niggas want to go that extra mile and you fuck the deal up. Sometimes you better take what's behind door number 1 and run with it. Niggas want to go knock on door number 2 or number 3 and see what's behind there. No, that's that single mother shit. That female trying to get a deal, trying to get a sale, that type of shit. No, let's do legitimate business. Damn the hookup. You got a good deal, roll with that. Be decisive. Because when cats email me, when you hit me up, and let me say this, because a lot of people are going to probably start hitting me up about screenings for Hidden Colors 4. By Monday, after Monday, we're going to stop pretty much taking bookings at that point. After Monday, we're going to pretty much stop taking bookings because we really don't have time to go back and forth with dudes about booking these venues because the time is coming up. It's creeping up on us. I need to have all the information on the website, and we want to get the ticket sales on out there, and also I got to be able to mail the screeners out to all the promoters in the movie theaters. So again, after this Monday, we're not taking any more booking. So a lot of you cats out here trying to go back and forth and be indecisive, you're snoozing and you're losing. And I see a lot of dudes, you lose out on opportunity by being indecisive. You just kind of want to go back and forth and talk around in circles and just keep playing email tag. And dudes got to stop doing business like that. You got to be legit. And you got to be decisive. You got to step up to the plate and pull that trigger. Now, this is the thing. The key of being decisive, you got to make a decision the first time an issue comes up. That's the problem. A lot of times what we'll do, when an issue comes up, we'll put it on the back burner and say we'll get to it later, and then we'll start procrastinating and we don't get to that issue. That's a major mistake. You can't be a boss that way. When you see a problem come up, knock that out. Now, and again, I force myself to do this because sometimes I get very important emails from business associates, and sometimes my mind is on other stuff, so I put an email to the side, and what happens is that some of these emails get stuck in email jail for about 6 months, and I've totally forgot that I was supposed to get back with somebody. So I try to make it a point to answer legitimate business inquiries immediately. And I say legitimate because sometimes I get, you know, I get the hustle man inquiries, you know, where niggas got all these crazy ideas but nothing tangible. So we got to be on top of our game. By the way, the phone number here is 818-850-5404. That's the number again, 818-850-5404. But when you're talking to a woman, that decision game has to really be on point. Because when women get with a dude, I don't care how independent she is and how sassy and how much mouth she got and all that old slick talk, you still got to be a boss-ass, decisive dude. You got to be a shot caller. Not a dictator, but you got to learn how to politically direct a situation. You got to be political about it. Not just barking out orders. But when you're chilling with a female, you got to be able to say, hey, look, I need you to do this. I want to do that. This is what we're going to do. How would you like if we did that? That's being politically direct. You got to direct the game in a political manner instead of just barking out stuff. You got to be very tactful when being a boss. Because sometimes dudes take boss to another level, then you become a dictator. And then that throws a lot of the ladies off. Ladies like a dude who's definitive about his decision making, because that shows confidence, that shows assuredness. And I'm telling you, if you have that type of game with the women, that game is going to transfer into your business endeavors. It becomes a habit. So it's very important to get into that decision making habit. There's so much power in being decisive. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? All right, this person right here who just called. Now, this is a perfect example because this nigga was not decisive about the raggedy goddamn phone he got. He wasn't decisive at all. Let's see who we got here. A lot of people call. Let me get a good one. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, Salik. This is Leah.
Hey, Leah. Where you calling from, dear?
New York and Brooklyn.
You calling from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay, why you sound real sultry? You sound like a nigga just got through licking you. What have you been doing? Why you sound so damn sultry? You sound like you just got ate out. Good Lord. Why you sound like that? You trying to sound seductive. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, sound like a nigga was in there getting it in with the mouth game.
Oh my God.
Why you sound like that? You just sound like a nigga was just tossing salad.
No. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is... I'm a scat, man. I think we're scatting on that ass. Was he getting down like this? Oh, he was scatting on that coochie. All right, what's on your mind, young lady? You all sultry. And did you come to my lecture out there in New York, by the way?
I did. I took a picture with you. I was a pregnant.
Oh, you're the pregnant. Oh, so somebody was scatting on that pussy. Okay. Okay. There was a couple of pregnant girls there. I'm trying to remember which. Did you have them like black, all black?
Yeah.
I remember you. You're a cute pregnant lady. You were about to bust. When is that baby due?
June 1st.
Oh, wow. Wow. That baby's about to come in a couple of weeks. It's a boy. I remember you were hanging low, so that must have been a boy. What's his name going to be?
I'm not sure. I like the name Chase.
Okay.
But I'm still not, really, to be honest with you. His father, he wants a junior, but I don't like his name.
Oh, okay. What's the dad's name?
Jarrell.
Jerome?
Jarrell.
Jarrell?
Yeah,
Jarrell. Jarrell, like Superman's dad. Okay, Jarrell. Okay. Was Jarrell at the lecture with you?
No, I came with my cousin. He actually had to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish Jarrell could have came down. The whole family would have been there. So is this your first child? Is this your first baby?
This is my second.
Oh, okay. Is the other one by Jarrell too or another nigga?
Yeah, no. Same guy.
Okay, all right, just good. Making sure you're not a little radish out here, okay.
No. But I have a question though.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. It's about my friends. My friends since like a long time, junior high school.
Okay.
And We keep getting into arguments because she thinks I am, I guess, a hateful person towards other groups of people. You know, like...
Is he gay?
Asians. Huh?
Is he gay?
No, it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. So your friend thinks that you are hateful to other groups like Asians and who else?
Asians, whites, you know. You know, because I'm doing my stuff and I'm not into, She, you know, she's into loving everybody, I guess. And I'm not into that.
Yeah.
You know, I love, I like my people.
Right, right.
And other people who try to shit on us, I can't rock with. So, she dates white guys.
Oh, I was just about to ask you that. I was just, okay, there you go. You said everything I need to know. There you go. That's it. You just said everything I need to. I was just about to ask you. I was literally about to ask you, does she date white guys? And that, okay, there you go.
She tries to get on, like, black males, how they disrespect the black woman, and how, like, they don't have their stuff together, and how she'd rather be with a white guy who praises her and loves the ground that she works on, that she walks on, and she... You know, kind of like try to play me because I never dated a white guy. I told her, you know, I'm not interested in them and I wouldn't date them. You know, like I like my black guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all. And has she dated multiple white guys before?
Yeah, she's on like her third. She's dated black guys before.
But now she's just like dating exclusive white boys. Okay, just another Negro bed wench. Just another Negro bed wench who gets with white dudes, tries to be a substitute white supremacist. That's them surrendering. That's all a Negro bed wench and a coon is. That's a nigga who surrendered. So they get up under white mommy, white daddy, and they think talking shit about black folks is going to save them. And white mommy, white daddy thinks the same about them too. That's why these Negro bed wenches never really come up. They learn the hard way. These white dudes don't really wife them like that. And if they do, they got all types of prenups where these chicks don't get one dime. So, you know, your friend is a Negro bed wench. And you kind of have to limit your contact with her because you don't want everything you do to be told to that suspected white supremacist that she's dating over there. Because that's another thing. Those Negro bed wenches, they tell everything to the white people that they date. They become the liaison to black society and white society. So I would say limit contact with her. Don't tell her anything constructive. All she's going to do is come up with ways to sabotage it because she's found a comfortable position up in the big house with white balls up in her chin and mouth. So, again,
I was thinking about just like not being friends with her anymore, but I've been friends with her so long, you know, it's kind of
Man, do you know, I don't give a shit how long I've been knowing somebody. I will charge their ass to the game so fast. We got to get on this thing. If people are not talking about empowerment, they can get charged. We don't need all these Stacey Dashes around us for what? They're not talking about nothing but bed wenches and bed wenching and kissing white ass. That's all they want you to do is join you in the white ass kissing fest. Nah, no thank you. So charge them to the game and you be around people who are about being empowered. You feel me?
Yeah.
And all, and yeah, okay. She, and all, cause look, when you have your baby, when you have little Freequan and that Negro bed wench.
You said that at the at the lecture too.
And when that Negro bed wench, because she desperately wants a baby by one of these white dudes. That's their thing. They desperately want children by these white boys. And if she has a kid by this white dude, do y'all really want to have a play date with your son and the child of a Negro bed wench? The poison that's going to be inundated in that child? My God. Oh, Lord. See, that's my thing, because we play these games with these coons and bed wenches, and then we have children. Then our children link up. And then your child is playing with the child of a bed wench, and the bed wenches, these children of bed wenches and coons are so confused and poisoned, they bring that shit over to our side of the game. So then we don't need all that. All right. Thank you so much for the call, sister.
You're welcome.
Yes, indeed. Very lovely sister. Yeah, I met her at the lecture. Very lovely sister. Shout out to New York. We had a ball in New York, man. But yeah, watch out for that Negro Bedouin stuff. And watch out for black people who are confused by white supremacy, because we got a lot of black people who get around the suspected white supremacists and date white people. And I'm not knocking for dating anybody. Again, I'm not knocking. I'm not the penis police. I'm not the pussy patrol. If you want to give that dick up and that coochie up to somebody Caucasian, knock yourself out. I'm just saying, understand the political game behind it and understand that you need to be on top of your game, because we get confused when we have sexual relations with people classified as white too many times. Just like that, my young lady friend who just called up, her black friend is dating white boys. Now, she's confused because she thinks that all that shit she's talking about black people, she think that the dick she's sucking and the white people's whose ass she's kissing, she think they don't think that about her. That's where y'all fuck up. Y'all think that you're somehow the special Negro because they chose to slave fuck you and have gutter sex with you. You think that you're the special Negro. No, the white supremacists, they have no problem engaging in gutter sex. That's why they get with black people and do all types of deranged type of sexual shit. And you think you're special. Somebody asked in the chat room asking, when am I, the interview I did with Hot 97. That's going to be, I think, next Tuesday or Wednesday. I talked to Nessa, the beautiful Nessa from Hot 97. She told me it'll probably be up by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. They were going to have it up this week, but I think a lot of stuff they were talking about, the death of Asada Shakur. Not Asada Shakur. Afeni Shakur, I'm sorry. Tupac's mom. I said Asada Shakur. Afeni Shakur. So the death of our brother Tupac's mother, they were doing a lot of stuff on that, so they just wanted to wait a week. So she told me they're going to put that Hot 97 interview up next week, and it's a great interview. I hope they put it up, because we're talking about some deep shit. I hope they didn't just kill the whole shit. Because I've done articles and in interviews with like major magazines, and I talk some real shit, and they just kill the interview. I did an interview with Rolling Stone years ago, dropping some real good games, some real street shit, man. They buried that shit. They never, that interview never seen the light of day. They had a Rolling Stone reporter come out to LA. They flew him out here. He was out here with me for a few days. So I don't know what they were looking for, but I was dropping some real shit. And I guess the shit was too real. They straight buried that article. They never put that out. Real shit, man. I gotta do a whole, I gotta find out what happened to that reporter. It's a white reporter named Eric Hedegaard. I think that's his name. I gotta chop up game with him and find out why, what was the official story on why they killed that article. But yeah, hopefully that Hot 97 interview come out, because I was dropping some real shit on that. But like I was talking about, man, we got to understand when we get into interracial relationships, that's not getting you out of the way of being victims of white supremacy. You know, our brother Kanye, he did an interview recently, and he was talking about his relationship with Kim Kardashian. Let me see if I could find that. Steve. Hold on, let me see if I can find that real quick while I'm talking. Because he was talking about 2 days ago. Let me see if this is, okay, damn, it's a long interview. Hold on, let me see if I could find the clip where he was talking about interracial relationships and his relationship with Kim. Let me play this and see what I can do with it. Hold on. Let me play this real quick. Let me see if I can find where he said what he said. Hold on.
All right, folks, as promised.
Hold on.
With 100 years of sneakers, there's a time when people couldn't get into the club if they had on Jordans. Now's the time you can't get into the club if you.
Hold on. I'm playing this. I'm trying to see what he said. What he said.
That truth came to light when triple. When title triple.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going through it. Hold on.
Where are you going to be?
Okay, hold on, family. I want y'all to hear this.
Yeah.
I want y'all to hear this.
No. Said, F you, that I'm just going to say the exact same thing back.
Okay. This is a 20-minute interview.
With that, she also broke boundaries in fashion, where designers wasn't trying to make clothes for women with shapes.
Okay, I think this is it right here. Hold on. Okay, I want y'all to hear this.
Friends that have had, like, you know, white, that have white wives.
Okay, yes, this is it right here. I want y'all to hear him. Hold on.
Of my wife.
And why Kanye? Kanye sound, and hold on. I want y'all to listen to this. Okay, I found it. I found it just by chance. Now, this is Kanye. And I like Kanye, by the way. But I heard this interview and I was very disturbed because, my man, I feel kind of bad because Kanye's confused. Kanye was talking about how him and Kim kind of broke boundaries with their interracial relationship. Hold on.
That concept, I really want to, I've talked to Wiz, Amber's talked to Kim, but I really want to really stress the amount of respect that I have for parents, and that there is no concept of anyone being able to own someone else's child or that type of concept. So every day I actually feel more deeply apologetic about that concept, because I only want to put out positive concepts.
A lot of times, man, I like Kanye. A lot of times, Kanye be rambling. I don't know what our brother he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about for the most part. Because what y'all hearing is not something that's really out of context. He's just kind of, you know, just kind of babbling on and on, kind of rambling.
I think the defense of my wife came from a number of layers and levels that didn't have to just do with a rap community.
All right, now listen to this.
Feeling like they could disrespect her in any way because of anything that they've seen or heard in the past. It ain't just that. It's the fact that she's breaking boundaries on so many levels. From, you can't give me an example of as popular of a mixed couple. And I got friends that have had, like, you know, white wives, that before there was a Kimye, they'd go to the amusement park and people would be talking down to them, treating them a certain kind of way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She broke boundaries with that. She also broke boundaries in fashion.
Okay. Did y'all catch that? My dude Kanye said that Kim Kardashian broke boundaries with having a mixed relationship? Really, Kanye? Oh, my brother. And I like Kanye, man. And Kanye showed up to the Met Gala. The brother had on, like, some green contacts. Oh, man. Kanye, dude, brother. And I love you, brother. You're my brother. And I got a lot of respect for your music. But I don't want you to be confused about white supremacy, brother. Brother, I don't want you to be confused about white supremacy, brother. Y'all didn't break no boundaries, dude. Your wife didn't break any boundaries, brother. The system of white supremacy, they've always had white sacrifices that they will let date black people. They've always had white sacrifices. That's what Neely Fuller teaches us. Your wife didn't break any boundaries. She got marginalized. Let me break that down real quickly, family. Because my man don't understand white supremacy. Look at the Kardashian family. The Kardashian family, they got their name not just from the Ray J sex tape, all right? Not just from the Ray J sex tape, but they got their name from the O.J. Simpson trial. I want my man to follow me, and let my man Kanye hear this so he's not confused. And no disrespect to the Kardashian girls. They seem like nice people. Shout out to my dude Tyga. Tyga's rocking with one of them. You dig? But they got their name from the O.J. trial. And their name became synonymous with the OJ trial because their dad, Rob Kardashian, was a good friend of OJ. He helped represent OJ. And understand this, in the 90s, the Kardashian family, they got marginalized by white society. White society marginalized the Kardashian family. So that name is known as a marginalized name from white supremacy, because the thing is, the white supremacy, they punish people who go off code. The code was, during the OJ trial, all white people were supposed to be on that he's guilty shit. If you're white and you consider OJ not guilty, then you're breaking the white supremacist code and you're going to be marginalized. And the only thing worse than a nigga in the system of white supremacy is a nigga lover. That's why in that OJ movie, Rob Kardashian's walking around looking sad. He's sad because now he's in nigga lover territory. And he kept talking about in the show how his children are treated, how his children are being made fun of. Do you understand those Kardashian children, how they grew up probably hearing the word nigga lover all their lives? Let's be real. Those Kardashians heard nigga lover all their lives because of that OJ trial. They've been marginalized by the white supremacists. So because they heard nigga lover all their lives, they probably had more of an affinity to black society. That's why the whole damn family dates black people. Khloe, Kim dates a number of black dudes. Hell, Rob is dating a black chick. So, yeah. They've been marginalized, so they didn't break boundaries. These are people who were white sacrifices. Y'all didn't break no boundaries, so the white supremacists, they have no problem promoting them with black people and all that. They've already been marginalized. So these were white sacrifices. And again, people who are marginalized in white society can become kings and royalty within black society. Just giving y'all some good game here, man. This is why I'm having my white supremacy one-on-one classes, so that black people really understand how white supremacy works. Because we really don't understand how white supremacy works. So nobody broke any boundaries. They've always had some white sacrifices in very controlled numbers who can date black and all that. They know. And nobody's looking at Kimye saying, hey, let's treat black people better because of Kimye. They don't give a fuck about that. Deep down, they're white people and white supremacists who can't stand neither one of y'all. But you do have a lot of white girls out here who do wish that they could be in interracial relationships without the stigma. That's why I think a lot of them gravitate towards the Kardashians. There's a freedom with the Kardashians that a lot of women like, because a lot of women understand the rules of white supremacy. They got to stay in their place. So you get to see these very wealthy white women date whoever they want, act however they want to act without a financial reprimand. So a lot of women gravitate towards that. We got to understand white supremacy, man. We really got to understand white supremacy. And also the white supremacists, they can kind of justified in their minds by saying, well, they're not really white, they're Armenian. And that's another thing how white supremacy works. White supremacy, when they out you from the white supremacist circle, they start identifying you based on your ethnicity. Well, he's not white, he's Jewish. Yeah. If he's not white, he's Hispanic. They got that little game. Every white person comes from some type of different ethnicity, but they play that game. This is why you got to really understand how white supremacy is, it works. Those women are classified as white. Don't let nobody fool you. And white supremacists, they will sometimes deny their whiteness when it's convenient. Hey, I'm not white. I'm Cuban. You know, they'll play that dumb fucking game, but then get around some other white people and put the white hat back on again. Well, I'm not white. I'm 185th Native American. They're not white when it's convenient. So don't fall for that bullshit. Y'all remember I did a debate with a dude. He tried to pull that game because I was roasting his ass on his white supremacist views, and I kept lighting his ass up. Then he tried to sneak away from whiteness temporarily by claiming his grandmama was Cuban. I can't think of what the guy's name was, but I got on his ass. Well, technically, Tariq, I'm a minority too because my grandma's Cuban. I mean, don't even start that, dude. Don't fucking start that. You're classified as white and you know it. Just stop it. Yeah, then they'll do that $5 Indian bullshit. The white supremacists are master deceivers. That's what black folks do not understand. Black folks don't understand the levels of deception of a white supremacist. And then you end up confused like our brother Kanye. This brother is confused if he thinks that they broke some kind of boundaries because he's laying up with a white woman. That's just confusion. I don't want my brother to walk around that confused. He better understand the game before it's too late. When white supremacy calls his number, the Kardashians can't save him. My goodness, dude. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget, man, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get your tickets right now to see Hidden Colors 4, The Religion of the White Supremacy, in movie theaters May 26th and in some cities May 27th. Go to TariqElite.com to get all those fly shirts. Those Mora shirts are selling like crazy. Get all that stuff. Get the Flex Step boots, all that stuff. Go to MoorishKingdom.com. Get the Moorish Kingdom on iPhone and Google Play. I'm going to holla. Y'all have a good one.